We're going to look at the book of Romans today, chapter 15, beginning in verse 5. Now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another, according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore receive one another, just as Christ also received us, to the glory of God. There are a lot of things in life you get to pick. Your spouse, your friends, and even for most people, your career. But you don't get to pick your family. Like it or not, you're related to all those people who share your genealogy. And the best philosophy you could adopt for those really big family reunions is to just accept it. That's who you're related to, and that's the way it is. You know, I've been doing some thinking about this, and I'm convinced that one of the reasons family members seem to chafe on us more than other people is because we know they're linked to us in a physiological bond. We share the same genetic material. So when your Uncle Harold or your cousin Phoebe does something really stupid, there's a small subconscious part of you that worries you might be just as weird because you share the same genetic material. There's nothing worse than seeing your own negative traits come out in someone related to you. And maybe that's why somebody else's weird Uncle Harold doesn't bother you nearly as much as your own. And maybe that's why some of those people you go to church with bother you so much. You see, the family of God is the other group of people you don't get to pick. And maybe that's why some of them just rub your fur the wrong way. There's a part of you that's worried that if other Christians behave like that, people are going to start thinking that you do too. It's a natural fear. If the head elder is loud and obnoxious, are people going to think that you're like that? If the guy sitting next to you in the pew has poorly developed hygienic skills, are you scared to invite your friends to church because they're going to think a little less of you? That's where Paul steps up to the plate with some really good advice. Receive one another, he says, just as Christ also received us. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 2 and verse 11, it tells us that Jesus Christ is not ashamed to call us his brethren. Now think about that for a moment. If anybody has the right to be ashamed of imperfect human beings, it would be Jesus. And yet he's proud to be associated with us. In fact, he chose to permanently identify with us as a human being. And the standard he expects of us is the same one he uses. It's a standard of acceptance. Don't forget, if you're perfectly honest, that you aren't perfect company either, and yet Jesus still calls you brother or sister. And at the end of the day, if you're going to be like Jesus, he expects you to receive other people with the same graciousness he accepted you. And passing on the grace that God has shown you to other people is just a better way to live.